Dad Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Hey, and welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Catsey, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. All right, today we have a special guest, Etienne Siu. Please say hello.
Hey, how's it going? How's it going?
Awesome. So we want to welcome him back because he's an SFU alumni. Yay!
Yeah.
What did you study?
I studied kinesiology.
Kinesiology.
Many moons ago.
Yes. And you've also been to CJSF many moons ago as well. Yes. What show was that?
That was for Melodies in Mind.
Excellent. Yeah. And you've brought your instruments here today. Tell me a little bit about them right now.
Sure. Well, I've got my cajon here that I'm sitting on. My good friend Ben made it for me. He makes kind of like cabinets and that sort of thing, and he drew this really beautiful inlay on it with some mountains and whatnot. And this other very special instrument that I have here is my guitar. Actually, when my grandfather passed away, he left me some money, and with that, I bought this guitar. And so I kind of feel like he's traveling around with me when I'm touring or when I'm performing. And
yes, and I actually see a mountain view on that guitar as well.
Yeah.
So okay, and that wasn't custom; it just came like that.
No, it came like that. Yeah, I was looking around at tons of different stores, and I saw this one. I just fell in love with it. There's like the different moons, cycles of the moon around the sound hole, and the mountain range in different types of wood along the fret.
Yes, excellent. And we're going to hear that guitar because you're going to play your first song. Tell me about your first song.
Okay, my first song is a sort of a grim tale called The Wild Man. And this song takes place in the Squamish Mountains. It's a song about a hunter that shoots his wife and runs from the law, kind of an outlaw folk tune. Not a true tale, but a spooky one nonetheless.
On the run, click clack down the railroad tracks. said you better run, you better leave this town. Got a blood trail, they're gonna catch you with these hounds. Stagger peers, your soul roaring like a flame. Now he's on the run, click clack down the railroad tracks. City is a train, he goes, yeah. Running from the rain, he goes, yeah. Running from the pain. Soaked nails scraped over rocks as he clambered up the jagged mountain tops. He remains amongst the pines, they say, in an attempt to keep his demons at bay. Now he's on the run.
So before Etienne came, he was asking, should I bring that box? I'm like, yes. Oh, yeah. That sounded so good with that, with the box. Oh,
sweet.
Yeah. It just gives that extra, you know, like,
yeah,
oh, we're partying now. Yeah. Okay. So we're going to play one of your songs that are online so people can check out your music on YouTube, correct?
Oh, yeah.
And this one is If by Bread. And I noticed, so are you mostly influenced with songs from that era?
I would say, yeah, I definitely dig into Jim Croce and James Taylor and just kind of looking into the past for the instrumentation and the songwriting and that sort of thing, for sure.
All right, here we go on CJSF.
If a picture paints a thousand words, then why can't I paint you? The words will never show the you I've come to know. If a face could launch a thousand ships, then where am I to go? No one home but you. You're all that's left me to. And when my love for life is running dry, you come and pour yourself. If a man could be two places at one time, I'd be with you tomorrow and today, beside you all the way. If the world should stop revolving, spinning slowly down to die, I'd spend the end with you.
Beautiful. OMG. So tell me, who inspired you to play this song?
Oh, well, this lovely lady I have here, Cheryl, she gave me the Best of Bread record. And as I was going through it, I found that song, If, and it's probably my favorite love song that I've found right now. So thanks to her, I discovered this beautiful tune.
Say hi, Cheryl. Hi. She's in the studio with us today. Okay, so yes, we're going to talk about your travels, and you said you went to Germany.
I did, yeah. I went to Europe for the first time, to Germany for a week. I went and I visited a good friend of mine who was like an exchange student here, and I had the opportunity to perform in Germany, which was amazing. I was in Cologne, Germany, at a place called the Tankstelle, which is a pub. It was this really loud, boisterous pub, and they had kind of like an open jam going on. And it's been a dream of mine to play my original music overseas, and I got to play Wild Man and a few others, and it was really cool because some other local artists from the area came up and they actually joined me as I was performing, and it was so amazing. It's actually up on YouTube. I put it up there, but an experience I won't forget anytime soon, that's for
so
sure.
Did you pick up any German words?
Danke schön. Mm-hmm. Kaffee und Milch bitte.
Yes. What does that mean?
Coffee with milk, please.
Very good. Okay, and we have a German show here on CJSF, so we're going to play that show promo, and we'll be back with more Etienne.
Radio Goethe. Modern German music at its best. Every Wednesday afternoon at 2 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby. This is Radio Goethe.
And we're back with more Etienne.
Hello.
All right. Okay. So tell me about this song called Heaven and the Ground.
Sure. So it initially started out as a song about February, which is kind of, I didn't change the first part of the song. But at that time, I had a lot of people reaching out to me that were really struggling and just feeling really down. I think it's like, you know, just the time of the year that it is, everybody kind of struggles with the weather and that sort of thing. And I did a lot of reflecting at that time as well on just like my own journey with music and finishing my degree and thinking that I have it all figured out. But you know, sometimes we're just at the highs in life and sometimes we're at the lows, but we just kind of end up somewhere in between, and that's okay. And it's sort of like a song of support and understanding, I think, for people. That's what I envisioned when I wrote it.
Right. And you and Cheryl, you guys go hiking a lot?
Oh, yeah, we love it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Any tips for people that are trying to start to hike?
Yeah, totally. Well, you'd want to warm up, first of all, before you even start hiking. Your muscles are kind of like elastic bands. And so if you think about like stretching an elastic band before it's kind of warmed up, it could break or tear or something like that. So just doing some like hip circles and some arm circles and, you know, just some gentle movement will actually get some fluid in your joints, warm up your muscles, warm up your body for what you're going to do. And yeah, stay hydrated. Make sure you tell somebody where you're going, just for safety.
How about you, Cheryl? Any tips for anyone that are trying to hike?
Just make Etienne carry the backpack.
Wow. Okay, that's right.
Wow.
Etienne's got to carry the backpack, and then yes, you'll enjoy your hike a lot more. Okay, but yes, I was just going to read some of the tips online here. Like you said, yeah, let someone know about your hiking plans. Only take what's necessary for a safe and enjoyable hike to avoid carrying too much weight, right? Because you don't want to be tired with too much. Yes, bring enough water, and you mentioned that. Keep hydrated and choose a trail that you can handle.
handle, right? Because there's so many trails that are a little bit crazy out there, right? For you know, so give yourself time to build up more difficult levels and then hike with a companion. Yay! Okay, so let's hear Heaven and the Ground on CJSF.
This is a song that I wrote called Heaven and the Ground. February blows her winter winds around me. She breathes the icy mist from snow-capped mountain pines. Here I'm wondering what awaits ahead in life for me. And I've never felt so confused before. I've never felt so
So that was Heaven and the Ground, folks. Yeah, so I wanted to talk about, so you've gone on all these hiking trips. What's the best? I know there's so many, but what is the one you could recommend that has a great view at the top, you know, that people will enjoy?
Oh, man, that's, I think it all depends. For me, mm-hmm. it's not so much the view.
Oh, okay.
For me, it's if there's a lake that I can fish at.
Oh, right. Yeah. So you go fishing.
Oh, man, how much time do you have? I could talk about that all day.
Right. Oh, okay, yeah. Good. Yeah, so what do you catch?
Well, in the springtime, I usually go and catch trout, like, on Pitt Lake a lot of the time, or sometimes the Coquitlam River or the Vedder River or Stave River. And then during the fall, when the salmon return, I like to drive out to Squamish and fish out there, fly fish for salmon, and tributaries all over the Fraser Valley.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Okay, because I'm going to try to fish this year.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, I've never fished. So, yeah, I got to get my license, right?
Yes, that's
yes,
right.
Yes, and then after that, then I'm good to go.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Okay, so tell me about your next song.
Okay, the next one that I'm going to play is a song called Tangerine Sky.
Mm-hmm.
And during the pandemic, I was unable to perform live and play for festivals and whatnot. Everything kind of went virtual. And I would drive out to forests and lakes everywhere, and I would sit with my songwriting book, and I would write music. And this is a song that I wrote about all the beautiful things I see when I'm fishing and I'm canoeing in the outdoors.
Beautiful. OMG. All right. So here on CJSF, we love to promote female artists. Woo-hoo. And you know a few of them. So, yes. Tell me about Tanice Marie.
Yeah, she is an amazing artist from Nelson. I had the privilege of heading out there, out to the little town of Weimer this past weekend to perform at the Tiny Lights Festival. And we connected. We've been part of some songwriting workshops, and I got to hear a bit of her singing. And yeah, she has this amazing, soulful, kind of folk style to her. So enough speaking out of me. I think you guys just need to listen to her voice and see for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, beautiful song by Tanice Marie that was called Storm. All right, so we have Cheryl going to help with some announcements today. Yes, so what's happening around town, Cheryl?
The Greek Summer Fest on Boundary is July 6th.
Yes, and it's I think it's a free event. Yes, and it's they have it every year. So you know, you could try some amazing Greek food, and they got some live bands, some cultural performance, and yes, admission is free. So 11 till late. Okay, and then what else is happening